Well, good morning. It is wonderful to be here with you all. Now, earlier our brother mentioned it's difficult to share good news in 3 minutes. And I have a little bit more than 3 minutes. I have maybe 18 minutes. It's very difficult to share what I want to share in 18 minutes, but we will do it. I know that time is not on our side this morning, but that's okay. I want to mention, first of all, we have these packets. And everybody should have one. There should be at least one per family. If you don't have a packet, please let us know, and we will make sure that you get one. Now, I just want to mention a few things that are inside so you are aware, and you can take a look at this later when you are at home. There is one that says, "Who are we?" And in this brochure, you will have information about who are we. And there's some very basic information about who we are and just kind of what we believe and why we do things a certain way, information about Jim and Jean and the ministry. Also, we have another, and it says Ireland Outreach International. This gives a little bit more specific information about some of the ministries, whether in Africa or even the headquarters that have moved to Houston. And so some good specifics here, a lot of specifics for prayer. And if you want the contact information, it's on the back of every one of the brochures. On the back panel, you will see contact information. Our phone numbers are in WhatsApp, or you can call our international number. Our email is there, as well as our physical address. The last brochure that you have, it says Hope Academy Schools. And so I'm going to show you some pictures, and Jim has mentioned a little bit about that already, and one of your own has even helped with this project. But some specifics about the Hope Academy School, and specifically the children. There are many children that go, and there are many that come from the villages or the IDP camps or internally displaced persons camp. And because of that, they don't have financial resources to be able to come, even to be able to get transport. So information, if you would like to help provide scholarship for some of those. Again, contact information is on the form. And then we have two prayer cards. And this one here, Jim and Jean, you would know them very well, and you would have seen this picture or other pictures like it. They look the same. They don't age. You will know that just by seeing them. And Jean especially, she does not age. So they look the same. So if you have one from 20 years ago, it's pretty much the same, pretty much. And then one for my own family. So my name is Raymond Johnson. I have one wife and four children. And you can see in your packet our pictures here. We would appreciate your prayers for all that we just mentioned. There is much to pray about. And on the back of my prayer card, and the same with Jim's, Jim and Jean, you will see some specifics for prayer. You will see contact information as well. Finally, before I get to the pictures, you will see this green slip of paper, and this is extremely important. Now, whenever we came in through the door, I was handed a very nice packet of information, and it explained a little bit about your church and some wonderful insights. And in addition to that, there was, I believe it was also a green slip of paper. And the green slip of paper, it was asked that I fill it out so that you can be in contact with me and to share what is going on. And so I am asking for you to do the same. On this little green slip of paper, we would like you to fill it out so that we can inform you of all that the Lord is doing, and we can help encourage you. Now, I want you to know that we are not going to send you emails every day. We're not going to send you letters through the post every day. You only get something occasionally and maybe quarterly in your mailbox, and maybe occasionally in your email box. As something may come up, something occurs, something urgent, an urgent matter for prayer perhaps, we will send it. But we will not bombard your inbox, your emails, or your physical mailbox. It is just so that we can communicate and we can be encouraged together as one body of Christ. Amen? So hopefully you will see this and you will be willing to fill that out and just return it to us. So fill that out and then bring it to us. Any one of us will be happy to take care of that. Okay. So I want to go ahead and go through some of the slides. And the first you see is a picture of my own family. We've already mentioned that just for prayer. We would appreciate your prayer. I'm going to skip through some of these just so I can get to the main pictures as time is a little short. So in Nigeria, we have much that goes on. Now, this particular picture is at the Haven of Hope, and it is our national leadership conference that we have for Emmaus. In fact, if you look closely, you will see these same brothers in this picture even, but there are many more. Now, this is not to everyone, but it is most of the people that were there. We will generally have upwards of 200, maybe even 300 that may come to the campus and spend a week there as we go through various portions of the Word of God, but also how to practically and effectively communicate their faith, but also share the Emmaus materials, the evangelism materials, the discipleship tools, and so on. Here you have examples of what we do. We come and gather together in meetings, and we have different sessions for training, and we have smaller groups as well. Maybe you have interest in working with children, so we have a small group for that. Maybe you have interest in prison ministry, so we have a group for that. Maybe it's village ministry, specific to the village. Okay, we can do that, whatever the case may be. So you see just some of what we do at the leadership conference. Now, the reason we do that is so that you can take it from the Haven of Hope, where we have this mountaintop experience, and then you take it to the rest of Nigeria. And so you have one example here, and I'll show a few more. This is the largest graduation that we had whenever we were there just last year. And we held a graduation here in Lagos, where our brother Ernest Evan Amici, as he came up, he's a Southern National Coordinator. He lives in Lagos, and he arranged this one, and it was about 300 that were graduating. And so we have these graduations of these people that have studied through the Bible in these 12 courses, or 24, or 36, and they are now graduating. And so you see a large gathering, and this happens all over the country. We have opportunity for some that have passed the 12, and maybe 24, or 36, and they want to be a little bit more involved. They don't want to just be discipled, they want to learn to disciple others. And so what we do is we have training for them. And so we equip them, we teach them, we give them materials and resources and encourage them so they can now become a discipler, so they can now become the evangelist, and so they can do the work as well. Here are some other graduations as we travel through the country. Now, this particular graduation here, it was only about 80, but that's a good number still. And we traveled around, and you can see some of the numbers, the excitement that is around studying the Word of God. And this comes through all of Nigeria. Now, Nigeria itself has about 250 million people in one country. I often tell people in my home in Texas, Texas has 28 million people in the whole state. And in one city, in Lagos, they have about 28. The official number, I think, is 25. But it's probably closer to 30 million people in just one city. And so there is great opportunity. Here is the Haven of Hope, which we have talked about already, and you know this very well. And I want to share some updated pictures of the facility so you can have a little bit more insight, but also more to pray about. Here you see the hospital is in the very middle in the white building towards the top of the frame. And you see some solar panels as well in that picture here. Another picture from the front, and this is using a drone, which we were able to do. This is because we're out in the bush, we were able to do it. But in traveling around the country, they tried to detain me. They said I was a spy. We were able to get by and not have any issues there. But you can see some of the pictures of what it looks like. We do have a fence around the compound because of some of the difficulty, some of the terrorist activity. We do have to have this high wall, and it even has razor wire over the top to keep people out. Obviously, we want people to come in, but we need to keep the ones that are intending to do harm to all of those that are there, whether it's the patients or whether it's the students or even the staff. We need to make sure they're okay. And so you see some more of the compound there. The inside of the hospital, we often get people, they confuse it, and they think because it's in Africa, because it's in a village, that it must be very simple. And they're thinking dirt floors and so on. But this is a picture of the lab, and so you can see it is very sophisticated. A picture from the inside of the lobby. Now, because we have this facility, we use it for multiple purposes. And in this case, there was a youth meeting. And so this was a good opportunity for us to use the lobby of the hospital. It wasn't being used that day. And so we had it for a youth meeting there. So you can see a little bit of what the lobby looks like in the hospital. We've talked about the school a little bit. Now, the first school building, as Jim mentioned, he was talking about that whenever he was here last. But since, the first school building has been constructed. The picture on the right in the background, you will see the school building. But in the front of the picture, you will see the foundation that is being poured or was poured for the second school building. And so you'll see a few more pictures of that. Now, because of the quality of materials that you can purchase in Nigeria, it is important that we make our own. So we get the aggregate together. In fact, James organizes all of this, the brother that came up here earlier, the construction manager, and we get all the aggregate materials and then we make our own blocks. Because if you went to grab one of the blocks that you can buy on the market, you'll just grab it and then it'll crush in your hand. So you don't want to build with that, obviously. So many people do, and then the rain comes and the blocks disintegrate. So because of that, we must make our own. So you see what that looks like there. This is the second school building. At the starting phase, we are past this already, but you see the first floor being built there. And here are some other views so you can get a bit of a different vantage point. You see the old school building or current school building on the right, and then the new school building coming up next to it. The original school building is two floors, where the new one will be three. And so currently we're on the second floor of that project. Here is an example of what it looks like during meal time. We ask you to pray about that as well. It is very important to us to provide meals for the students. They get one meal a day for many of them. Many of them, that is their only meal that they get. Some of them are coming from the IDP camps. Some of them are coming from the village where they don't have food, and this is their only source of food at all. So we want to make sure that they have a good source of nutrition. Here are some overhead shots so you can see a little bit about what the layout looks like. And so within the compound where you see these blue buildings and you can kind of see some walls, that we're looking about half of the property here. We have more that is right next to that. And I'll just kind of go through some of these pictures so you can see some more. Here's an overhead view of the school, of what that looks like. Another view, you can kind of see some of the layout. We have labs that are going in on the first floor. Because we have been rated so highly in West Africa, there are a lot of students that are desiring to come. And because Dr. Austin has obviously has an interest in medicine, there is a push there for the medical side. And so many have an interest to come. We also do wheelchair distributions, which you may be aware of. And we bring in container loads of wheelchairs from an organization in the U.S. that then supplies them to us and we distribute them. There's a lot of work that's involved, but what we do is we make sure that there is a need. We make sure that they don't have another wheelchair lying around. We want to make sure that they're not going to sell this wheelchair, that this device will provide mobility to them so that they are no longer forgotten. What ends up happening with those with disabilities is because they are not able to provide for the family and they are only taking away from the family, so often they are pushed aside, they become beggars on the side of the road, or maybe they are just forgotten by the family altogether. But giving them this opportunity for mobility, it allows them to maybe go to the market, to maybe take something that they can make, and then take it to the market and sell. So this really creates a new opportunity for them. And I just want to back up there for just a moment, actually. We don't give the wheelchairs to Christians only, right? You could be a Christian or you could be from another faith. It doesn't matter. As long as you are willing to come and you have a need and they will sit through a gospel presentation, you can see that they will get the Word of God with their name inscribed in it. They will receive evangelical materials, gospel tracts, and so on. Anybody and everybody can get a wheelchair, or they can get crutches, or they can get a walker. And so we have that opportunity, and you can see some of those examples here. It changes their life, but not just theirs, the life in their family as well, because they see that we want to demonstrate the love of God while we are preaching the Word of God. We want to make that a very clear distinction between us and everyone else, that we want to display the love of God in what we do. Now here you can see some examples of those that we're able to share our faith with. Some find it difficult to share their faith, and some it is, impossible to do so because of situations you may find yourself in. But if you come to Nigeria, Everybody is waiting to hear the gospel. It is a very easy thing to do. If you find yourself scared to do it, if you have a gospel tract and you hand it to someone, you will get many to come after you asking for the word of God. Is that not wonderful? They are desiring, they are craving for the word of God. It's just somebody needs to go and share with them. We have children's ministries where we have many children's resources that we use. It's very similar to the Emmaus courses, but geared for children. And so we give these out to the schools, and they use them openly in the schools, in Sunday schools, and so on. We also have ministry in prisons, and I'm going through some of this very quickly. So if you see us, please ask us more information, or you can read about it, or you can call us, or you can email us, or you can write us. We'll be happy to give you more information. In the prisons, we take the Emmaus courses, and then we will take them, and we'll disciple the inmates. And we have had many opportunities to share our faith and have great impact. And here is just one, and I'll conclude shortly in just the next few minutes, but I want to share this story. So in this particular prison, it was really quite interesting. This is in an area where other faiths are prominent. And in fact, the warden is not a believer. He is from another faith. But he saw the effect that the word of God had on his inmates' lives. And so when they started to study the Emmaus courses, and more specifically, when they started to read the word of God, he noticed that their life was no longer the same, that they were changed. And this warden, who is from another faith, he saw what was happening in the lives of these believers. It so impacted him that he then wanted his correction officers to study the word of God. Did you hear that? He saw the change in the inmates' lives, and he said, I need that in my prison. I need that for everyone. So then he got the word of God through the Emmaus courses and gave it to his correctional officers. And then when we came and we did a graduation, he actually stood up in a graduation where he gathered everybody together just like this. He wanted all of his inmates, however many could fit. They couldn't all fit, but as many that would fit, he instructed them to come. And they packed out the place. And so we were going to graduate some inmates and some correction officers. And we were going in to share the word of God and so on. But before I could stand to share the word of God, this warden from another faith comes up. And he begins to give a very strong and impactful testimony on how powerful the word of God is. Now what he said was, this book will change your life. What's in this book, it will change you forever. You will be a better person. You will not be the same. He began to go on and basically give testimonies of others. And he kept referring to this book and this book. And of course, for us, we knew very well what he was talking about. He was saying what we already know, that the Word of God can change the life of all that will take time to read it. And he was advocating that we give the word of God to everybody in his prison. And how wonderful an opportunity that is. So I just wanted to leave you with that final thought as we close, that our God, as was mentioned earlier, can do exceedingly above all that we think. Now, who would think that that was going to happen? That this warden from another faith would be telling everybody that this book, that is the word of God and the one that is found within, that he will change your life, if only you will take time. So, dear ones, there is opportunity before us. I've given you so many different points for prayer. There's so much more we could talk about. And I hope, Lord willing, we will have another opportunity in the future. Thank you very much for your time. Don't forget about your packets. And if you have other questions, please let us know.